This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Here's another Saturday Magazine podcast brought to you by Joy sponsor Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine every Saturday 10 till 12.
So, Bronwyn, during the week, during the last week, a young man called Wade Doyle proposed to his partner, Chris Nicholson, on stage in front of Adele, in front of a strong audience of 70,000 people. He basically made headlines all over the place.
I guess Wade and Chris are shy retiring types.
There you go. So we've got Chris on the phone. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
What did it feel like to be standing there and on stage in front of Adele and 70,000 of your closest friends?
It was absolutely surreal, absolutely amazing. Of course, I had no idea, so everything was just too big. I had in my periphery, I had all the crowd. I had Adele behind Wade, and then I had Wade on his knees in front of me with a ring.
Oh my God! Oh. And how did he hook all this up? I mean, I would have thought, you know, if someone approached Adele's people and said, we want to do this, and say, oh, come on, go away. It's her concert, not yours.
Well, before you answer that, Chris, I get that you are the world's number one fan of Adele. Is that correct?
I suppose that's a good way of putting it, in my house at least, but I'm a bit obsessed, but not
obsessed.
One of fanatical crazy fans.
So tell us, how did all this happen?
This is the biggest mystery about the whole thing. Obviously, Wade wanted to celebrate my 40th birthday by taking me to Adele. He also had tacked onto that wanting to propose. I found out about the... it was bizarre that Adele was actually going to be here in Melbourne for that weekend. So he couldn't help but revealing that at Christmas, but... I had no idea about the rest of it. So he apparently tried to contact the management, and I think we both assumed, well, he assumed that it just went into a sea of requests. Nonetheless, he brought the ring to the concert.
And did you know this?
No, absolutely not.
No idea.
Complete surprise.
Yeah,
he didn't have a heart attack.
No, and he never wears a jacket, but this night it was quite hot. He was wearing a jacket. And I'm like, take your jacket off. Don't be ridiculous. Little did I know that it has a ring inside it. So I'm not sure why Adele picked me out or how he then got onto stage, whether or not the management of Adele knew but hadn't told her, or it was just pure sort of luck.
Isn't he fessing up?
Well, he's saying that he attempted to set it up, but he didn't get any response from the management, and so he just gave it a go when I came on stage, basically. It's very strange, yeah.
I just find that absolutely astonishing. I think it's fabulous. I mean, how romantic, really?
Oh, yes.
Can you remember the song that came before or after?
Well, I think it was Hometown Glory, because she sung Hello.
Yeah.
I doubled over and started crying, and then she did Hometown Glory straight afterwards. Then she started walking around.
And she was obviously moved by the whole thing too.
Well, she appeared that way from, you know, looking at her face.
She's a pretty authentic. I mean, that's what she's known for, her authenticity. So I don't think she's the kind of person that would just put it on.
No, I don't think so. And she looked genuine. Her reaction looked genuine. I mean, and a lot of the time I was locked on Wade, but when I did look up, you know, she was there looking, you know, like, oh, this is romantic and sort of just getting into the moment, I think, as well. And then the celebration when I said yes.
And what was the what if you'd said no? I mean, that would have been even more dramatic. What was the crowd reaction?
Well, that's the wonderful thing, is that the crowd reacted in a couple of spots when Wade said, "I never got the chance to propose." They just lost it and went crazy. And then when Adele said that he said yes, again they erupted. And I'm thinking, you know, that's amazing. That's a really special thing. I mean, it could have gone pear-shaped. She could have had booze. She could have had a silence. But no, it was pretty much a chorus of cheers, which was wonderful.
Well, the risk is that you could have had an audience full of Corey Bernardi fans who would have gone,
But it just shows you where people are at.
Totally, doesn't it?
It absolutely does.
Yeah.
And it says Adele, she's got a great progressive crowd coming to her shows.
So Chris, one of the questions that I'd like to ask you is, you know, obviously the spotlight has been placed on both you and Wade, and this has been very romantic. And I mean, I don't know of anybody who has said anything negative about this experience. What a fabulous, fabulous story and very romantic. But really, what is your message to the Australian Prime Minister? What do you have to say to Malcolm Turnbull about marriage equality?
Yeah, I mean, obviously it wasn't done from anything like, you know, sort of a political sense. But from my perspective, I just think it's so simple. You just sort of drop that plebiscite thing and have a free vote, because, you know, it'll just get through if you have a free vote. And then all the people that vote will just be part of such a historic event, and, you know, they can feel proud and, you know, at that point in time, they were
for it. The personal is political, Tess.
Well, that's exactly
right.
It is
the life experience of people in our community that should shape our political agenda. And clearly, 70,000 people watching Adele and watching this amazing moment can't be wrong.
Chris, thank you very much. Chris, thank you very much for coming on Joy and telling us your story. I mean, we are all just absolutely in awe of you. Your message is very loud and clear. I mean, we've heard it. Hopefully the Prime Minister of Australia will hear it. Just drop the plebiscite, get on with it, and have a free vote. You've had the whole nation really just watching what you're doing and supporting what you're doing and loving the fact that you and Wade are able to express your commitment and your relationship so publicly and to everybody. So thank you.
Yes, not a problem. Thank you for your time.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.